Peter Lynham.
And how are you today?
Great, thank you.
Good as. Can be expected.
Excellent.
Now, what are we talking about this afternoon?
Oh, well, I've been digging around at more of the conspiracy theories surrounding the attempts to invade the Capitol building in Washington on the 6th of January.
Just be careful out there, Peter, with these conspiracy theories, all right, mate?
I understand.
You don't let them swallow you whole and...
This is an interesting one because this is a group of people called the Jericho March. So, I mean, while most of the attempts to block it are not in my religious expertise because they're, you know, Oath Keepers and various strange groups, Proud Boys and the like that are, you know, sort of way out right-wing conspiracists.
Mm.
The Jericho Marches is an intriguing part of the story because it's the key aspect, probably, of the religious dimension of the protests.
Is it a religious group, the Jericho March?
Yes. So the name Jericho March will explain why I regard it as a religious group, because that name comes from the time when the Jews came from Egypt, crossed the Red Sea, and arrived in Israel. The first city that they conquered was Jericho, and they conquered it not by fighting it, but by marching around it every day for 7 days, and then seven times on the last day, and then the walls fell down.
Okay.
What? Is that, so they like ring bark to the community?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So, wait, it doesn't make no sense to me at all, but hopefully you're about to illuminate.
Yeah, so then a miracle occurs, or an earthquake occurs, or something like that, and the walls fall down, and then they move in and slaughter everybody inside, of course.
Oh,
shit. Okay, and this is all written in a book somewhere, kind of thing?
Yeah, that's in the Bible.
Yeah, great book. Great book. That one, love it.
Yes, so to name an organization the Jericho March is an interesting combination of militancy.
Yeah, a little bit, eh?
And
I see what you mean.
But also, it's aggressive, but it's not actually itself going to institute the violence, perhaps.
Now, the Jericho March, they're sort of marching around the Capitol and also praying that God will intervene and Trump be the one ruler of them all.
Can you march and pray at the same time, or do you have to be...
No. It's most important that you pray and march, and then at the end... You have to blow the horns that the ancient Israelites blew, the shofar horns.
Of goat? Like a goat horn?
At the end of the seventh time around.
Okay.
And so these shofar horns, are big like ram's horns.
Rad. I'm into that. That's the bit I like. Keep going.
Yeah, and you blow them, and perhaps they set up a supersonic sound thing that makes the walls fall down. I'm not sure. Mm. But... you'd have to experiment, perhaps.
Okay.
We don't really have any walls to make fall down, do we? But so that's the kind of part of the vision that this is an aggressive power march, but it's a power march in kingdom power.
So are they like all the way? Like, do they believe in the whole story, like the killing bit at the end, or?
Well, now that's interesting because. Unfortunately, it's difficult to research them in their own words because after the events of January the 6th, they took down their website and they simply left, firstly, a statement on the 8th of January, which says peaceful, you can look it up, jerichomarch.org.
Yeah, we've got to hear a statement from Jericho. Got it here, yeah.
Peaceful and prayerful Jericho marches have taken place all over the country since 5th of November 2020 for election integrity. Jericho March denounces any and all acts of violence and destruction, etc., etc.
Yeah.
And then they've added an extra statement.
On the 14th of January, yeah.
Yeah. Jericho March is a peaceful prayer march where people of Judeo-Christian faith pray together, sing songs, and blow shofars. In the light of public reports of possible future armed protests by violent groups, and out of abundance of caution, Jericho March cautions praying people to suspend local self-led prayer marches at this time.
Is it a case of maybe a group that's sort of been hijacked by this more kind of gnarly group a little bit?
Yes, I think that's almost exactly what happened.
Right.
From what I can track down, and I've searched all over the place for information, and some of the information may be a bit distorted because there's quite a lot of fun in this, if you like, or entertainment value. But the prayer marches, well, I've seen literature of taking them back to the 1990s, and you're supposed to go around a community and kind of order God to bring about its conversion.
Mm.
The Jericho marches began in 2011. And the date is significant because this is the time when Obama was president, and they didn't like Obama, okay, not one little bit. And so the prayer marches were led from the outset by people who were pretty conservative, very, very Pentecostal, and firmly believed that prayer could destroy this evil menace.
Why on earth would you name yourself after a group which originally slaughtered a bunch of people?
Because it's a story in the Bible, John.
No, but also because it slaughtered many people, the opponents of God. I don't think that we can regard the statement on the website as altogether convincing.
Mm.
You choose a name like Jericho March, and it does carry a mighty lot of innuendo.
Mm.
You may not yourself plan to do the fighting, but so we need to place in context what happened. After the election, a series of Jericho marches were held outside capitals of various U.S. states, culminating in a gigantic march on the 12th of December, which was mostly a rally, where they joined with the Stop the Steal group. So Stop the Steal was the people led by a right-wing crazy man, Ali Alexander, who believed that, you know, this election had already been won, et cetera, and were going to do all they could to oppose it, and increasingly pulled in the extremist paramilitary groups, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers. And at this huge rally then, they had a very odd collection of people. They had authors and newspaper broadcasters. They sang Ave Maria. Trump zoomed overhead in a helicopter and waved at them.
Mm.
They had Michelle Bachmann, whom you might recall was a U.S. presidential candidate in 2012. They had the founder of MyPillow, who poured his money into supporting Trump's appeals to the courts to overturn the election result, and was better known for having claimed that he had found a cure for COVID back in March of last year, which clearly didn't work. And so they had this dramatic rally in Washington on the December the 12th, and then they called another march on January the 5th, and they stayed around. So on January 5th and 6th, sort of set it. I mean, I think there were lots of things going on January 5th and 6th, because there was great excitement about what the U.S. Senate was going to do. But they, our Jericho marchers, were marching around the Supreme Court and blowing their horns on January the 5th, and were off to march around the Capitol building while various other people were breaking into the Capitol building.
Mm.
So it is in conspiracy territory. And clearly what's happened is that a group of people have gradually moved into greater and greater conspiracy theories until suddenly they're caught out, they're caught red-handed. And then they say, oh, we're very peaceful. Mm. But I think it tells us quite a lot about popular sentiment and how religious and right-wing move in the conspiracy direction in the States at the moment.
Will they be held responsible for any of the death and destruction that happened during those marches?
As far as I know, nobody's tracked down any Jericho marches.
Mm. What do you mean? You just listen to the horn and you go get them.
Well, I mean, remember, they've prosecuted 150 people. Is it? I think have gotten to the Senate, and so far they've mostly focused.
That's the horn. I found the horn.
Oh.
That probably about 3 minutes of that I'm into, and then I might cruise off to a different march. Do I need to join a group or something like this to feel rad, Peter, or should I just keep kind of cruising how I am? What do you think?
I think that, I mean, there are certain sorts of personalities to join a protest group makes their lives feel significant again.
Yeah, and I think in this age we are seeming a lot more disenfranchised than we ever have.
Yes.
In the sense that does sort of tend to collect certain people, doesn't it?
And, I mean, what intrigues me is that most of the people represented in the Jericho marches now seem to be arguing that it was the groups that they call Antifa.
Right.
You've heard about the Antifa?
Yep.
Yeah, so these are supposedly the radical left wing who will stop at nothing in order to produce their evil results. The trouble is nobody's been arrested from the Antifa. No connections with the Antifa. It's all been right-wing groups, not left-wing groups. But then what would you expect? Biden, of course, isn't going to arrest any left-wing people, is he? I mean, he's obviously going to protect them and hide them as much as possible. So,
okay.
So I'll tell you who you don't hear from, the radical middle, very often.
Yeah, that's right. So you see, here's what we don't know what we can believe. And in some ways, I think that the Jericho marches are casting around for any explanation that will make them feel that, you know, somehow they were on the right side. Mm. And therefore, the idea of a left-wing conspiracy leading poor, innocent, naive Proud Boys into the Senate sounds awfully convincing.
Right.
It's a nice way to wash your hands of it anyway.
Well, yes, except you do wonder, well, what will happen next? Will the Jericho March, in fact it says, Jericho March continues its mission to follow peace with all men and holiness without which none shall see the Lord. Is there a sting in the tail at the end of that statement?
Well, all of it, like, may God bring peace and unity across the United States of America. Cool, but are you guys thinking that you're God bringing the peace? Because it's not meant.
And they clearly regard themselves as threatened by the failure of the government to provide peace and security and safety for all. So the government's duty is to protect Jericho marches as they blow their horns and bring down the walls. And of course, you know, the walls of the Senate are, you know what they wanted was Pence to lead him, I think, to disinvalidate or invalidate the result of the election.
All right, Peter. Hey, a very interesting edition of That's the Spirit, and we'll look forward to talking to you next Monday.
Indeed. Yep, very good.
Kia ora, mate.